You may be wondering, how and do the souls in purgatory communicate with us so that we can know to pray for them? Is this something that God permits? In today's video, I'm going to go through 13 different stories and examples from the viewers to prove that point, that they communicate with us, and how we can properly discern this using the church's rules. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. So first, some personal rules of things that I've seen myself. First of all, we always need to understand, number one, God always wants to talk to us. He uses many means, typically through the scriptures, through holy people, but he speaks to us in a number of different ways, through our prayer, through our dreams, through everything. God speaks to us literally and quite literally through every means possible, through nature, through music, through the things that holy people say, even through the things that unholy and sinful people say. God speaks to us if we have the ears to listen. Think about any relationship. If we are not communicating with that person, we do not have a relationship. Many holy Catholic people are afraid of God talking to them, or are afraid of the saints or the souls in purgatory. If we are not in communication with the spiritual world, then we do not have a relationship with it. So we need to have some kind of guidelines for what this looks like. First of all, let's talk about the language of souls. How does this take place? How does God communicate this? Listen to this through the unpublished manuscript on purgatory. This gives us a great idea. This is to the question, Sister Mary of the Cross, do you speak to each other in purgatory? So this is a book where she had a nun from her convent who was in purgatory, who was showing her different things. And then the nun asks the one in purgatory this question. Listen to this. Souls communicate with each other when God permits it, and after the manner of souls, but without words. This is what you need to pay attention. Yes, it is true, I speak to you, but are you a spirit? Would you understand me if I did not pronounce words? But for myself, as God wills it so, I understand you without your pronouncing any words with your lips. There is communication between spirits and souls on earth. Thus, when you have a good thought or a holy desire, they have been communicated to you by your guardian angel, by some saint, and sometimes by God himself. That is the language of souls, and by implication, by the souls in purgatory. Okay, so if the first rule is God always wants to talk to us, and the spiritual world is always in communication with us because they love us. So if we don't talk to them, we are closing off that love. Rule number two is we must be humble. What does this mean? If you ever have a good desire, or if you ever have a good thought, that is not from you. You are not good. Jesus says, only God alone is good. When they ask him, good teacher, he says, I'm not good. Only God alone is good. So we need humility. That means anytime we have a holy thought or holy desire or holy image that comes into our mind, guess what? It's not from you. Stop blaming yourself for the good things. Blame yourself for the bad things. If you have good thoughts, good desires, or a good thing that you want to do, that's from God or a saint or your guardian angel. So for instance, if you ever get the thought, I should go to Mass, that's not from you, that's from Jesus. Or if you ever get the thought, I should pray for this person who passed away, not from you, probably from God or your guardian angel or from that soul in purgatory. So if we see this and we take account of all of the different good and holy thoughts and desires and images that come into our mind, we will realize that we are constantly being communicated with. Something to consider is that God will sometimes flood us with many holy desires. Pray this, pray that, pray that, this other thing. So sometimes we have to discern, well, how much of those communications can I fulfill? God, I find, can be very demanding. He wants us to be praying, as Jesus says, always. We, at our current point in our spiritual life, may not be able to do that. We respond as much as we can, and we kind of discern that with our own prudential judgment. So for instance, someone that comes to mind right now is Saint Teresa of Calcutta. She made a special vow that any inspiration from God, she would try to fulfill. Why was she able to make that vow? Because she was so holy. We're not there yet. We're attempting to respond to all of these holy communications from God or our guardian angel or some saint in heaven or from the souls in purgatory? What are some other rules that we could follow? Now, this is from the Polish purgatory mystic, Fula Horak. Listen to what she has to say about the souls in purgatory. Souls from some purgatory circles are sometimes allowed to appear in dreams out of God's allowance or to show up to people in apparitions. This has been said in many different books by many different mystics. This is not extraordinary. This is the normal run of things. This is the only form in which they can ask for help. However, people will usually disregard dreams, and these appearances, unfortunately, are so rare, and people often fail to then offer masses or sufferings. They don't think that a sign from purgatory can only come with the will and permission of God, and that therefore it must not be underestimated. If you ever have a thought of someone who has died, or a dream of someone who has died, or they appear to you, do not disregard that. Do you know how rare that is? And that if God has allowed it, a lot of work has come into place for Him to allow this. Do something about it. Don't overthink it. Consider the following. If you think of someone who's passed away, and then you think, well, should I pray for them or offer a mass for them? Praying for someone who's deceased or offering a mass for someone who's deceased is never harmful. Therefore, if you're wrong in discerning this, let's say that it is only your imagination, you will never be harmed by praying or offering mass for someone who's deceased. This will never harm you. Therefore, you could follow the general rule, always do it. Always pray for them. And if they do not need the prayer, someone else in purgatory will receive it. Perhaps it's the case that God is allowing your imagination to think of someone who has died that does not need prayer, but that's the only way that He can reach you, maybe thinking of your deceased mother or father. Perhaps they're already in heaven, but He's using them to get prayer from you to be used for someone else. Make sense? Now let's go through 13 different examples from the viewers so you can see what this looks and sounds like. These are all quite beautiful. I had a vision while praying my rosary a year ago. My grandfather, who passed away, was there. He was telling me how sorrowful he felt about his unholy death. He was begging for my prayers for his soul. He was so sad, heavy, and suffering. I asked my priest to say a mass for him. I also did many prayers and rosaries for his soul. Not long after this, I had an extremely vivid dream. I was standing in a garden, and in the distance I saw my grandfather. He was sitting beside a beautiful pond. He turned to look at me. He was full of peace, love, thankfulness. He was smiling, praying a rosary. Whenever I hear people comment about these types of dreams, they sound something like this: extraordinary in one sense, but ordinary in another. The next one. I had a special great niece who took her own life. I really had a great knowledge that she was in purgatory. I prayed only for a couple of days about her suffering, as she had suffered much in life, and she was such a blessing to all of us. Within 2 days, I received a message from her that she was now in heaven. I was elated for her, and I sometimes ask her to pray for our family. Even in the cases of something like this, we don't know the circumstances and how was this person communicated. They don't say, but often that's by an interior knowledge or an interior feeling. Remember that language of souls. They don't communicate anymore with lips or to your ears. They communicate to your mind. If we're quiet and we listen and we have that humility that tells us, okay, good thought or good image, not for me, must be from God. Let me take action with it. Next one. Hello, I'm from the Philippines. I would like to share my experience with the souls in purgatory. For a long time now, whenever a soul asks for prayers or masses, I dream of them. If I do not have masses set for them, I can't sleep until I have masses set for them. One of the souls who reached out to me was my nanny. She died a few years ago. I dreamt of her complaining to me that she was hungry and thirsty. In the dream, I told her I would get something for her. When I woke up, I realized she was in purgatory and was suffering a lot. So I had Gregorian masses of 30 days offered for her soul. When she was alive, she was just living in with her partner. They just had a civil marriage. Being both Catholics, I told her several times to get married in the Catholic Church. She ignored my pleas and refused to get married, even if I explained the value of the sacrament of marriage. Yet she was hard-headed and continued to even receive Holy Communion knowing this was wrong. Hence, I believe she is suffering now in purgatory. It is important to follow all the rules of the church and not to be a cafeteria Catholic, choosing only the rules that you want to follow. So we may even have souls in purgatory that were sinful in life. By God's grace, they must have repented before they died, and now they are coming to us asking for prayers, in this case in dreams, but it can be another through other means. Next story. There have been some souls, I think, that were asking me to pray for them in some interesting ways. One through an audiobook that I was in the middle of. I thought there was a glitch in one chapter and it sounded like a voice gasping for air, and then the next chapter was normal. This led me to look for who the narrator was. I found out it was a woman who died of drowning and had been in a relationship with another woman. Another was a former classmate who I thought about possibly tattooing me. I found out he had been killed a year ago and his anniversary of his death was coming up. Another soul caught my attention while I went to pray on All Souls Day. Her picture was on her tombstone. I looked her up and found out she had committed suicide and that the following week was her death anniversary. They are reaching out to us for prayers. I'm so glad I joined this community that prays for them. So again, sometimes they use even the ordinary means of the world, technology, or as a Robin, the woman from Australia, talked about, that she received a random email from a friend who had died years prior. So sometimes they even use these means to reach out to us. The next one. During the Mass at the start of the Holy Holy, I saw heaven open up with all the angels and saints looking down at the altar and a bright light shining beyond. I assume it was a light coming from the throne of God the Father. At the same time, the floor around the altar opens up in a semicircle around the altar, and I see the souls in purgatory, only their hands reaching up. That's my cue to remember to pray for them in the Eucharistic prayer. Then at the through him, with him, and in him, I see a big group of people walking up invisible steps behind the altar and waving behind them. They are so joyful. I do not see who is leading them. These images happen while my eyes are open. I'm not sure if it's a complication of artwork that I have seen throughout my life or stories of the saints, but one thing is for sure, it happens on a regular basis. And it doesn't happen at any other point in the Mass. It doesn't happen at any other point in my life. I don't sit and imagine much. I try to, when I do the rosary, to imagine the scenes, but other than that, I'm very concrete in dealing with my daily life. I'm not a daydreaming kind of person in general. Since my goal is to pray for the souls in purgatory daily, I'm always grateful for this reminder during Mass. As you hear more and more of these stories, and as you talk to many Catholic people throughout the world, it's inevitable you're going to find these types of gifts or these types of visions. It's actually unusual for this not to happen. It's the normal thing for God to be communicating to us in this way, and we shouldn't block him from communicating to us because of fear. Next one. When I was younger, I went with friends to a casino and spent hours there gambling. That night, when I went to sleep, I had a vivid dream. I was walking in a dark, purplish fog, and I could see these people who were twisted and the look on their face so sad and solemn. I suddenly knew these people were people who gambled all their lives and were there because of the sins committed by their gambling. I have never forgotten this dream, and to this day, I have stayed away from casinos. Incredible, in God's mercy, he often shows these dreams even when we're not deserving of it. So know that God in his mercy may show these to holy people or to people who are not so holy. Next one. My mother passed on and I was sad. I was out of the country and I couldn't be at her bedside as she died. But every day I pleaded with Mother Mary and Saint Michael the Archangel to be with her as she suffered with leukemia. Yes, I prayed with pain and tears for healing or a happy death. My mother died eventually, and I offered many masses and prayers for her soul. Back then, I belonged to a prayer group. On one day, we were discussing life after death, and I told the group that I was tired of praying and offering masses for my mother, and that I wasn't sure if these prayers were effective. The night of the same day of my complaints and sadness, I dreamt of my mother and the Virgin Mary. The Virgin Mary held my mother's hand, and both of them were smiling. My mother was trying to speak to me, but instead of listening to mother, I was telling her to speak to the Virgin Mary. She should not be afraid of her because she will take care of all her needs. Then my mother smiled at me and said goodbye. I got off from my bed and I was disappointed with myself. What was my mother trying to tell me? But from that day, more than 7 years ago, I pray every day for my mom and for the souls in purgatory. Often these dreams that people have or to encourage them or to bring them back to praying for the souls in purgatory, as well as to encourage us. The next one. One day as I was praying the purgatory prayer with all my heart, I suddenly saw and heard the soul of a woman who said, "Thank you, Shinta," and then slowly ascended upward, waving her hand. In that moment, my heart was filled with joy and deep emotion. I wish to experience it again. When we have these experiences, we can, in fact, go back to them and pray with them to obtain more grace from them. This is a simple principle from St. Ignatius of Loyola, the Jesuits, the idea of repetition. We can go back to moments of grace to get more grace from them. The next one. I pray a St. Gertrude rosary for the poor souls in heaven every day of my life until I die for at least 2 years now, and I have not seen or received or heard anything. I'm not upset. I just want you to know that not everyone gets a message. I accept that. I just hope my prayers are working. It's the same with me. Often we pray for many years and we receive nothing. We are receiving graces, but just many that we don't see. We will not always have these visible manifestations. And if we are at peace with that, we grow in virtue and in merit because, as Jesus says, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. The next one. A week ago, I prayed so hard to see a vision of purgatory. In the afternoon, I said, "Jesus, Son of the living God, please hear my prayer. Show me purgatory." I closed my eyes and I saw a flash of flames. I was not asleep. I opened my eyes. I thought I imagined it. I closed my eyes again and heard screams and cries. They were loud and clear. I couldn't see the people. I opened my eyes again. I felt something shift, a certain fear and urge to pray. I would like to see more, but I've never seen or heard anything else ever since that day. When we ask God, we can trust that God knows in his wisdom to say yes or to say no. It's one thing to seek after it and to try to make it happen. It's another to ask God in prayer. St. Paul himself says, strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts, that we ask God and allow him to say no or yes. Next one. Here's my story. When my son was 18 months old, he continuously ran to me crying whenever he walked into the kitchen. I recently started praying for the woman who sold us the house because a neighbor told me she had died. A priest told me to have 3 masses said for her. After that, the incident stopped. The woman was always sitting in the kitchen table when we looked at the house. Sometimes these things are manifested to us through other means. Our pets. I did a video some years ago saying that pets could see the dead, and there are several instances of this. Some of you have had experiences of this, as well as our children. Those that are younger, that are closer to God because of their purity. Next story. Once in a dream, God showed me how a soul feels in the absence of his glorious gaze upon us in this life. It was a feeling of dread, fear, and emptiness that is so hard to explain. It was a great turning point in my life, and it changed my perspective forever. The love he has for each and every one of us is incredible. Even towards those who reject it, he still has infinite love. God keeps on knocking on every heart until we take our last breath. Praise be God, now and forever. Amen. Sometimes these experiences that we have are of seeing something. Sometimes it's hearing something. Sometimes it's feeling something. And other times it's knowing something. Know that those are different ways in which we may experience mystical things. We may not see, hear, or feel, but we may suddenly know something and have an interior knowledge, a communication of some information that God wants us to know. For instance, that we have a family member in some level of purgatory, and we think, where did this knowledge come from? This could be what's called infused knowledge. Next story, and the last one. I've had people who have passed come to my mind at the strangest times, and I've looked into masses to be said for them. Sadly, I can't have masses said for them easily at our church anymore because they only allow a certain number of people to be prayed for per mass, so I found other areas that strictly do this for souls. I've also made sure to have Gregorian masses said for our family members who have died. My brother passed away in December, and my father in October. It has been very difficult, but now thanks to Alvaro and all of you, I will use my grief to pray more for holy souls. I would like to share a little something I do between each decade of the Holy Rosary. I say, Jesus, console and receive the holy souls in purgatory into the eternal reward with you. Sometimes I add especially those who have none to pray for them, for those nearest their heavenly reward, for all priests, religious, and consecrated individuals, for those who have died suddenly, for those who have committed suicide, for those in our family, for those who have been far from God, etc. But just what comes to me. I believe each of these little prayers help. I pray they help you as well. May our Lord greatly bless each of you. The purpose of these experiences of being able to hear God speak to us or the souls in purgatory communicate to us is for us to grow in our devotion. And we can witness this to other people so that they can come to believe, but also develop their way of praying for the souls in purgatory, as you see here. Not just in general, but perhaps for specific groups. Sometimes God calls us to pray for a particular group in purgatory. Sometimes God calls us to pray for a particular person in purgatory for different means. We don't always know why. Sometimes it's for our benefit. Sometimes it's simply because He wants you to help that group. My friends, I hope some of these sort of rules and experiences from other viewers have helped you first know that it's real. The souls in purgatory are seeking out your help for you to hear more how God is trying to communicate with you and for you to not be afraid and discern properly, knowing that when we pray for them or offer masses for them, no harm will come to you. Even if you're wrong, those prayers and masses will benefit the whole world, but especially those souls in purgatory. If this has helped you in any way, please subscribe and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.